Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2416, Science Behind Weight Loss, 6 Proven Methods to Lose Weight, Part 2, by Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday. So, if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 2415. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Science Behind Weight Loss, 6 Proven Methods to Lose Weight, Part 2, by Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com. 4. Higher intake of protein could decrease appetite, help build muscle, and elevate fat burning. Some individuals think protein drains calcium from the bones. This just isn't true at all. The science behind weight loss disproves this notion, stating that protein can elevate fat burning, decrease appetite, and ultimately lead to weight loss. According to a study published in the journal Clinical Science, there are studies out there that show that protein, more than any other macronutrient, enhances metabolism. Protein decreases hunger and enhances the feeling of satisfaction following a meal, which may cause you to eat less. There have been studies showing that a 30% increase in protein could trigger an automatic reduction in caloric intake up to 441 calories per day. This is according to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. According to information in the International Journal of Obesity and Related Metabolic Disorders, because of the full feeling you get following a meal containing protein, you could experience autopilot weight loss by just adding protein to your diet. And protein is a fantastic way to help gain muscle as well. According to the American Journal of Physiology, muscle tissue is always active on some level, burning calories even when you're sitting around the house. So, eat protein-rich foods when you can, in moderation, with every meal. Our final thoughts. Eating protein makes you feel full and increases muscle tissue, especially if you're active, along with that increase in protein intake, and it may reduce hunger. Eat protein-rich foods with every meal to reap the benefits. 5. Sleep well and try and steer clear of stressful situations. According to research published in the Endocrinology and Development Journal, when talking about weight loss and calorie intake, the factors often left out in the cold are sleep and stress. Both of these are essential for your body's hormones. Not getting enough sleep is one of the strongest predictors for weight gain. We see with shorter sleep times, obesity risks in children increase by 89% and in adults by 55%. This is according to research published in the Sleep Journal. A different study published in the International Journal of Obesity says that less sleep per night is directly related to excess body fat. If you aren't getting enough sleep, your appetite can increase and trigger a biochemical reaction which disrupts your hunger hormones, which may lead to weight gain. According to the journal Psychoneuroendocrinology, stress can also play a part in the elevation of a hormone called cortisol, which promotes the storage of fat, especially around the belly. We can't stress enough how crucial it is to find the time to sleep well, as well as try and avoid any stress-related factors in your life. And no, this doesn't mean you should avoid going to work by sleeping all day. Our final thoughts. Not getting adequate sleep and coming into contact with chronic stress could be terrible for your health. Treat your hunger hormones like ghrelin, cortisol, and leptin with care and get a good night's rest. When these hormones are well taken care of, it could lead to weight loss by reducing hunger cravings. And 6, the science of weight loss, shaving carbs off your diet. Possibly saving the best for last here as your surefire way to lose weight without counting a single calorie would be to decrease your intake of carbohydrates. According to a study review in the journal Obesity, studies are showing the importance of this, observing participants who ate fewer carbs automatically losing weight with minimal effort. Our final thoughts. Reducing your carb intake could lead to decreased appetite and trigger weight loss without you even thinking about it. Conclusion. All it takes are a couple of little tweaks to your eating habits and lifestyle to start losing some pounds with minimal effort. Decrease your hunger cravings and give your metabolism a boost by adding eggs at breakfast and increasing protein intake. Trick your mind by using smaller plates or simply get enough sleep. There are ways to make it easier on yourself while not having to count a single calorie. And that's the science behind weight loss. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Science Behind Weight Loss, 6 Proven Methods to Lose Weight by Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, I'm going to talk about that last tip, cutting carbohydrates. When it comes to cutting carbohydrates, it doesn't mean we have to go on a low carbohydrate diet. It's just that many of us consume too many calories each day, and many of those extra calories come from carbohydrates. So, if we consume fewer carbohydrates, we save calories. Research studies haven't really pinpointed the magic number when it comes to grams of carbohydrates per day to support weight management. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans says that most healthy adults should aim to consume 45 to 65% of their daily calories from carbohydrate each day. So if we were to use a 2,000 calorie a day diet as an example, this means we should consume at least 225 grams up to 325 grams of carbohydrates each day. Now, in my experience, not backed by research studies, I found that getting 50% of our daily calories from carbohydrates each day is about right for most, and that will support weight loss. So using the 2,000 calorie a day example, that would be 250 grams of carbohydrates per day. But play around with these recommendations to see what suits you and your goals best. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here and listening every day. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.